We're living in a fascinating time where the web is evolving beyond just serving human readers. Have you ever wondered how AI systems actually understand and remember the content they encounter online?
Absolutely, and that's such a critical question right now. You know what's really interesting? Most people don't realize that while we've had formats like schema.org and JSON-LD since 2011, they were really just designed for SEO bots, not true AI memory.
That's a great point. Can you break down why those older formats aren't cutting it anymore?
Sure thing. The big issue is that they operate at the page level and lack something super important, provenance. Like, they can't tell you where specific claims came from or how trustworthy they are. It's kind of like trying to remember an entire book as one chunk instead of being able to reference specific paragraphs or quotes.
That definitely makes sense. And I understand there's a new solution emerging, YAML in HTML. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's actually pretty exciting. YAML in HTML is this elegant solution that lets websites embed machine-readable, trust-scored memory directly into their pages using what we call inert template tags. The cool thing is, it doesn't need any fancy plugins or infrastructure changes.
That sounds promising. You know what I'm wondering, though? How exactly does this work in practice?
So, think of it like creating little memory fragments. Could be definitions, citations, glossary terms, whatever, right inside the HTML. Each fragment has its own metadata that tells AI systems exactly what it is, where it came from, and how much to trust it.
That's fascinating. Would you say this significantly alters how websites interact with AI?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if your content isn't structured at the fragment level these days, it basically doesn't exist in AI memory. It's like trying to have a conversation with someone who can only remember entire conversations, but not specific details.
You know what? We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by David Beinon, a Medicare data analyst and content strategist focused on making healthcare information accurate and accessible. David has brought the first implementation of semantic data templates to the web on MedicareWire.com. Learn more on SemanticDigest.org.
And we're back. So let's talk about these fragment classes you mentioned. How do they work?
Right, so there are actually six different fragment classes, and each one acts like a blueprint for a specific type of fact. You've got data fragments for statistics, index fragments for lists, FAQ fragments for Q&As. They're all designed for different types of information that AI needs to understand.
And this works with existing content management systems?
Yeah, that's one of the best parts. It works with WordPress, Drupal, flat file systems, pretty much anything. You just need to preserve the template tags in YAML formatting. No special infrastructure required.
I can imagine this being particularly useful in certain industries. What are some real-world applications?
Oh man, there are so many. In healthcare, it's great for plan comparisons and medical definitions. In finance, it helps with investment details and risk profiles. Education, legal, anywhere you need precise, trustworthy information, this system makes a huge difference.
Would you say this represents a shift in how we think about publishing content?
Absolutely. We're moving from what I call a traditional web that's optimized for crawlers to what we might call a memory-first web. Instead of just thinking about search rankings, we're now focusing on accurate citation in AI answers. It's a whole new paradigm.
That's really interesting. How does this tie in with other emerging standards?
You know, it works really well with the Model Context Protocol, or MCP. I love this analogy. If MCP is like a USB-C socket, then YAML in HTML is like a micro thumb drive. It's small, lightweight, and can plug into any system that needs it.
Makes perfect sense. As we wrap up, what would you say to publishers who are considering implementing this?
I'd say that the future of content is about serving both human and machine readers effectively. YAML in HTML lets you do that without any major overhauls to your existing systems. And the best part? It runs on the web we already have.
This has been incredibly informative. For our listeners who want to learn more, where should they go?
They can check out semanticdigest.org for all the documentation and implementation guides. And of course, visit medicarewire.com to see how this is being put into practice in the Medicare information space.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. This has been truly fascinating.
Thanks for having me. You know, it's exciting to see how these changes are going to shape the future of AI-human interaction.